Axis Mundi.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hello, welcome to Straight White American Jesus. My name is Brad Onishi, faculty in religion, Skidmore College. And today I want to do a special episode to talk about deconstruction and this idea of re-evangelical that continues to pop up in various corners of the evangelical universe. Some of you might have seen me on social media recently. I was pretty fired up about this stuff the other day. I promised I'd share some thoughts, so I'm going to do that. I'm not going to lie. It is a crazy busy week, and there's just so much going on. So I would have loved to have spent a whole day just organizing my thoughts, outlining things, and being able to kind of present my my case here with an airtight, cogent approach. But that's not possible, honestly, just because there's a million things going on. But this is too important not to talk about, so I'm going to do my best and lay out some of my thoughts. So I want to first start talking about deconstruction. As many of you know, deconstruction is a very open-ended word, and it refers to the process of one deconstructing their worldview, specifically in the context of a fundamentalist religion, and sort of reconsidering every aspect of their faith, their spirituality, their social commitments, their political commitments, their culture, and so on and so forth. There are so many great folks who talk about what deconstruction is and how the process works, and that that includes so many people that I've come into contact with who have helped me understand these things. And those people are Blake Chastain and Chrissy Stroop. They're Tori Douglas. They're Mason Benenga. They're Justin Gentry. They are Joe Lumen. They are Linda K. Klein, Laura, and the folks working at the Religious Trauma Institute, and so on and so forth. There's just a lot of great voices out there. Nothing I'm going to say today do I want to indicate that I have some sort of monopoly on what deconstruction is, or that I have a definition and that everyone else sort of needs to listen to what I'm saying on the issue. This is one contribution to an ongoing conversation, one that should never have a kind of definitive end or a zip-tied kind of definition. So I want to put that out there to start. I do want to say, though, that I am going to venture forth a thesis about what deconstruction is not. And I'm open to folks weighing in on this and people maybe expanding or helping me understand some blind spots in this. But I do think this is important. So let me give you a thesis, okay? Deconstruction is not realignment. Deconstruction is not a equivalent of renovating your bathroom and kitchen and coming back a week or 2 weeks later to your home and thinking, oh, look, it's different. When you renovate your bathroom or your kitchen, you don't think of yourself as having a new home or a new house. You think of yourself as having updated or realigned your living space. You might have knocked out a wall and now you have an open concept, right? You realigned your abode. You didn't transform it. You didn't move it. You didn't break it down in a way that would signify something new in a total or holistic sense. To me, deconstruction is when you break down the structure to its foundation. You break it down to the studs and you start over. And when you rebuild, you reconstruct, you rediscover, you may end up with some of the same elements as you had before. But you arrive at those same elements as a result of a total breakdown or deconstruction of the structure. And so even when you rebuild and you arrive at some of the same components, the same features, you've done so as a result of a different process, okay? And so to me, that's a good place to start, and it's a good place to sort of understand what to me is at stake with deconstruction. Now, this leads me to some of the folks who are talking about this idea of revangelical as deconstruction, okay? And I want to try to explain why I have a problem with that approach. I came across this the other day on a thread by the Confessing Millennial at ConfessInMill on Twitter. Confessing Millennial was talking about how they are a revangelical who has rediscovered even our Christian orthodoxy and in essence renovated their evangelicalism, and that this was the result of their deconstruction.
Thanks for listening to this free preview of our Swag episode. In order to get access to the full episode and so much more, become a Straight White American Jesus premium subscriber by clicking the link in the show notes. It'll take you like 2 clicks, I promise. In addition to getting access to this episode, you'll have access to the entire Swag archive, over 550 episodes. You'll also get an extra episode every month, ad-free listening, Discord access, and so much more. All that for less than $6 a month, and it helps us keep our flag up and continue to safeguard democracy from religious nationalism, extremism, and rising authoritarianism. Check it out. It's not hard, I promise.